Gotcha. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. Yes, this is the Rob O'Donnell Show. 5:10 here at 47 degrees on this Tuesday, April 1st, April Fool's Day, 2025. You know, I got to talking and I says, we got to do it. Jake says, listen, I'm not taking any part in this. Jake, show me where this is. And I got it and I put it in. So we had to do a little something for April.
Bring on the chaos.
So bring on the chaos. Here we are. So off that, and before I get started with the next story, I'm going to walk you through a text thread that I've been having. And this is what happens during the show here. And listen, I try to accommodate, but this is how it usually goes talking to people who really don't have answers to the things they throw out there. So, Texter texts in, why don't you talk about tariff impacts to those aside from Rob, meaning me, my thoughts. My thought is tariffs really aren't going to affect me. And if you need to buy a car, buy it now or wait a couple months, it'll work itself out. So that's the text I got. Why don't you talk about tariff impacts to those aside from you? Okay. My answer back. How will tariffs impact you specifically? The answer was, we'll let you know in 4 months how tariffs impacted my life, as will the majority of America. Okay, so you don't know, was my reply. And here's where it gets good. Frankly, when I go out for dinner, I will no longer be tipping. It's called the Trump tax. Can't afford to tip, and restaurant owners should pay livable wages to employees, not the consumer. And the push for no tax on tippings, no tips from me. So you're taking it out on service workers. Absolutely. Money has to be saved somewhere. I won't be the one. You will not feel the squeeze, but I will. So I will pay many, many others. So please don't say prices will go down in 4 months when they don't have a clue. People tip less when money is tight. That's common sense. Service workers will certainly see the impact. So here's someone who says, Rob, why don't you talk about how these tariffs are going to affect everyone else? Okay, well, tell me how it affects you specifically. Well, I don't know. I'll tell you in 4 months. So you don't know. It's all speculation. You're assuming what's going to happen. You're panicking over absolutely nothing. And then their reply is, well, I'm not going to tip people then. Okay, so you're going to take it out on the people probably less fortunate than you are, because here you are arguing with the radio at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And your answer is to screw the people who are in the service industry bringing you food or whatever by not tipping. How about you just don't go out then and save your money altogether, make your own food at home, buy your food at the grocery store, you pay your regular sales tax that you'll have to pay, and you make it yourself. Then you don't have to screw the little person who you say you're looking out for by protesting these tariffs. These are the conversations that are being had. This is why they're running commercials here at the station during our breaks that say they're cutting Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. Call Rob Bresnahan, because I'm a Republican, and I'm going to wear a MAGA hat during my commercial, because that's mostly what people do during commercials when, you know, I'm going to show the most MAGA person I can. And it's funny, he's in every commercial across the state. So this is so prevalent, they couldn't find an individual from each district to do these commercials. They had to find the same guy to do every commercial across the country that they're playing in about 26 different new Republican congressional districts, all paid for through 501c3s that find their way back to George Soros' donations and his Open Societies PAC. This is why people buy that crap. Because here's someone arguing with me about tariffs for the past 2 hours via text message. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't understand tariffs. Rob, just because it doesn't affect you doesn't mean it's not going to affect other people. This is tragic. This is what happened to day one changes from Donald Trump. Okay, well, tell me how it's going to affect you specifically. I don't know. I'm going to tell you in 4 months. All right, well, so you don't know. You're speculating. You're guessing. You're hoping that you have to these damages to you, so you could say that mean Donald Trump and Republicans, look what they did. And then your answer is, well, I'm going to screw the people on tips. I'm not going to tip anymore. Well, here's my advice. Don't go out then. Why are you taking it out on a poor person working in a restaurant trying to make ends meet too? If times are that tough, don't go out to eat. Make your own food. Somebody texts in, how did service workers create the tariffs? I know. I get it. I get it. So that's the conversations I have here behind the scene while I'm bringing you a show each day, too. And that's just one of many. And you can call or text 570-883-0098. It's a wonder that these people don't call because their neighbors and friends would hear them and realize how distorted their views are. So I brought you the text thread to read it to you because once you text here, it's on record. So please keep texting. Please keep bringing me and the listeners your insights on tariffs that you have no idea is going to affect you, but you're extremely pissed off at them. And you're mad at me for not discussing how they're going to affect other people. And when I ask you how it's going to affect you, you don't know. And then what's your response to tariffs? Well, I'm going to screw the people out and make tips. Sounds pretty sane to me. Sounds pretty, about as sane as this next story I'm going to bring to you. Tim Walz's daughter is skipping grad school over colleges not supporting protesters. Students deserve to be protected. So the daughter of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz did a whole video, put herself out there, said she's skipping graduate school. I was accepted to graduate school. I was looking forward to go, but I'm not going because I have white privilege and other people don't. And they're not going to benefit from the things I benefit. So I'm not going to these mean universities that don't want to protect students' First Amendment rights where they can support terrorism. I applied for one school, kind of had my heart set on it. I'm not going to name the institution, but given recent events, I'm not going to give my money, go into debt for, or support institutions that do not support students and the right to protest and speak out for communities. Students deserve to be protected. I'm not worried about if I were to be protected or not at a said institution. I am, you know, a privileged white woman. But I'm not going to put myself in the position where I'm going to give money or supporting institutions that don't support students, she added. Her announcement comes as universities across the country grapple with how to respond to often violent anti-Israel protests and the spread of anti-Semitism in their campuses. These things are far from peaceful protests. They've locked themselves in buildings. They've assaulted people. They've vandalized buildings. Most of the time, it's individuals that don't even go to these schools. College administrations have kowtowed to them and given them the opportunity to do these things and continue to do these things. Their professors are outside antagonizing this. They are supporting a terrorist organization. That's not free speech. So it's good that this administration is taking an aggressive stance when it comes to Columbia University, particularly threatening withholding federal funding from institutions that don't make reforms to combat anti-Semitism and rampant campus protests. These are not protests. Columbia agreed to demands from the administration to ban masks for the purpose of concealing identity on campus, as well as appoint a senior vice provost to oversee the school's Department of Middle East, South Asian and African Studies, as well as the Center for Palestine Studies. Can you tell us why a college here in America has a Center for Palestine Studies? After much violence on campus, Columbia must also hire 36 new campus police officers with the ability to arrest students. Did you see these Columbia College graduates tearing their diplomas up in front of the university yesterday? It was hilarious. An international public affairs alumni ripping her diploma to protest the Ivy League school March 29th. Aren't you just demonstrating how useless your degree is to begin with? I mean, if you're just outside, not that you can't get replacements of your paper diploma that you hang on the wall. And listen, every one of my kids are graduates of college. They have never once been asked to bring the pictures that are hanging somewhere in my house's wall of that piece of paper with the seal on it to go anywhere. So it's ceremonial at most. But they're also showing how useless their degrees in public affairs or third world country box weaving has come to them. Columbia was the heart of the 2024 anti-Israel protest, with NYPD officers ultimately breaking up a barricade in Hamilton Hall during a highly publicized raid. you know, where they vandalized, broke into, burglarized, terrorist demands. But Tim Walz's daughter is skipping grad school because of her white privilege, and she will not support one of these institutions. Well, I have to say thank you to her. Thank you, Hope Walz, for making the smart decision of not going to grad school and supporting the free speech of terrorist organizations. It's as simple as that. So the arguments that I'm getting from local individuals, listen, I appreciate you listening. I wish you'd call and have an honest debate. I mean, that was a cordial debate for the most part. They threw a couple of idiots in there during the text message back and forth. And it's always interesting when that happens. You don't understand, idiot. I know, but you're the one that's resorting to name-calling because you don't have an argument to make. And then when I ask you and hear your point of view, why don't you say how we're feeling? Okay, how are you feeling? I don't know. I'll let you know in 4 months. That has to be April Fool's joke in itself, right? I wish it was, but it's not. Craziness. Craziness is going on. And listen, we are going to get more and more of this nonsense. And it's all politics. Like this individual. Listen, I'm sure this is an individual that truly is worried, truly cares about the direction of the country, I hope, and is just lashing out because their candidates didn't do well. I mean, it's funny, Senator Spartacus or Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey was, I think, 19 hours he lasted on the Senate floor with this filibuster marathon speech. But while he was standing there talking about utter nonsense through the night that no one was watching, but the media caught up because they're talking about it, I'm talking about it, on this ceremonial filibuster, because he's really not stopping anything. One of his staffers was arrested for having a gun on Capitol Grounds property. So while Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey is getting national attention by this 19-hour marathon speech against Trump, filibuster, whatever you want to call it, and again, I couldn't even tell you what he was preventing from happening, one of his staffers is arrested for having a firearm on Capitol grounds illegally. So it kind of debunked his whole attention thing, right? Now, not only did you get the good attention, I guess, from your party, but you got the bad attention because one of your staffers is arrested for having a firearm on Capitol property. So it kind of blew up in his face, let's say. Listen, if this administration does not deliver, there will be consequences during the midterm. And there will be consequences next election. If this Trump administration is a disaster, he's making it that much more worse, if not impossible, for a Republican to get elected in 2028. That should be what you want. But to hope America suffers now, to hope the stock market does bad now, to hope these tariffs cripple people and to say I'm going to screw people on tips because I'm not going to pay tips anymore, it's the wrong attitude. Let's hope America succeeds. Let's hope these moves make the economy better for America. Let's hope it brings back jobs and manufacturing to America. And if we have to deal with a little rough water for the next few months, then we will. But if in a year, if 8 months, we start seeing the fruition of this stuff, that's a great thing. And I think that's what they're afraid of. Because if it does start showing results, they're screwed in the midterms. They're screwed in the next election. Then what? Because right now they have no leader, they have no message, they have no platform. So all they can do is hope things crash, because then they could say, we told you so.